Today's devotional is titled, All the Great Men in the Bible Were Servants, Genesis 18 verse 3, and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Abraham was the father of the nation of Israel. God called, blessed, and promised him that he would be the father of many nations. However, this promise would only be made real on condition that he walked with God in obedience. Indeed, when God called him, he obeyed and left to a place he did not know. This simple act of obedience to God yielded him profits. The Bible says, Now Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. Genesis 13 verse 2. If you study the scriptures carefully, you will realize that Abraham called himself a servant. One day, two angels and the Lord visited him, and he gave them a warm hospitality in Genesis 18, verse 3 to 5. The most interesting thing about the passage is that Abraham called himself a servant and quickly started acting as one. Servants serve manually. They put their hands to work. Abraham ensured that the feet of the visitors were washed, a custom that is done only by servants in those days for visitors. The servanthood spirit of Abraham pleased the Lord, and thereafter the Lord promised him and his wife a child. When you serve as a servant, you endear yourself to supernatural breakthroughs. Even when you have a birth or job issue, and you are a genuine servant of God, God will visit you and break that spell in your life as he did for Abraham and Sarah. Out of Abraham's service for God, he was blessed with many years and wealth. Genesis 24:1 says, Now Abraham was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. The prophetic writings refer to Abraham as God's servant. In Isaiah 105, verse 6 and 42, it says, O offspring of Abraham, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones. Verse 42 says, For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. If you want supernatural intervention in your life, be a servant of God.
Thank you for listening to today's devotional by Reverend George and Reverend Mrs. Veronica Ayiku of Love Community Chapel.
You can join us at Love Community Chapel, Patasi Estate, near Loosefield Fashion Training Center. You are cordially welcome to join us during our Sunday and weekday services. Sundays, first service, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Second service, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, communion service is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And Friday, miracle service start from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The venue is the Church Auditorium, Patasi Kumasi. Call us on 0277-58-3333. Come and meet Jesus right here, because his banner over us is love.